It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that mean you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo. Aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos, israelita. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, just be the word, it's the power hour. In a little hour. Tune in to your history, learning your history. Power hour. In a little hour. You don't know your history, power hour.
Go all in.
Yeah. You can tell by my gait that I'm all in. You can tell by my faith that I'm all in. Front line with the troops, I'ma fall in. Even if the dead end going all in. You can tell by the things I'm involved in. I can lose it all for my call in. If I die for the truth, it's a win-win. And going to the end, going all in. Going all in. Going in, going all in. Going all in.
When you look in the mirror, what do you feel? Fearlessness? Austerity? Masculinity? Godliness? But what does your beard say about you? Get definitive results with the bold, natural scents from the Manly Badge of Dignity Beard Oil and ignite the king in you, because it's important to look how you feel.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
That's right.
We going all in.
I am Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Shia.
Officer Ruvain.
Officer Tobias.
And we are the Power Hour
Plus.
No, we're not.
No, we went plus last week.
Hey, check out Original Royalty, that 20th merch.
Straight up.
All right. We got some 20th merch. We just did the 20th anniversary tabernacles.
Yeah.
Big things. All right. Get that 20th merch. Yeah, check it out, originalroyalty.com. Uh-huh. And get beer gains.
For real.
Get beer gains. Hey, so I was talking with a brother today, and he was telling me that he was up in the airport, and, like, this dude was, like, I don't know. So I forgot how the exact details went, but the dude was not a repenting Israelite. And he went up to the brother who is, and he was saying something about some beard stuff. And he was like, yeah, you know, man, I was trying to get, like, my beard, like, y'all, like, you know, like the Israelites and whatnot. He was like, and so my man put me up on some beard stuff. He said, oh, word, what you rocking with? He said, he pulled out Manly Badge of Dignity.
What?
Damn!
Don't do it!
I said, oh, word!
Don't do it!
word.
I'm gonna tell you something. If you ain't supporting, first of all, you ain't supporting original royalty. All right, you out the spirit.
That part.
And you don't see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly. Right. And what I mean by you don't see the vision is that the more support you get, the more we can expand product offerings and product lines. You know, we're not like ESO. We got access to all these crazy lines of credits and stuff like that. We got to bring the money in.
Right.
And then we reinvest the money into product, merch, different things like that. Now, here's the other thing with the Manly Badge of Dignity. ESO, the internet is rife with Viking this, pirate that, for beer stuff,
right?
Yeah. They showing all their Edomites, and they chasing after, because they was on this Metro thing.
Yeah,
so that, it's some slick stuff. You know how, like, clothes are starting to come out with fringes now?
Yeah.
Because they want to make it seem like it's just fashion and it's not a sign.
A culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're doing the same thing with the beard now. I don't know if you noticed, all right? So a lot of these so-called white men, these Edomites, right? And they're pushing this beard stuff for their beards, right?
Yes.
And a lot of it revolves around this Viking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not a place where I've seen it prominently where we're doing that for our black and brown brothers, all
right?
You don't see that.
No, it's all Esau.
So it's all Esau. So I'm trying to push this out there for not just believing brothers that want to be, you know, on point, right? Not musty,
right?
Okay,
right.
But for all our brothers to kind of, you know, get that representation with the beards and whatnot,
and also their beard products cater to them.
Yes,
right.
They don't have them same essential oils and fragrances and growth hormones and all that stuff that we have inside of Manly Bag.
Right. But so how come they don't come with a derma roller to help with promoting hair?
See that? Look at that.
Already.
Look at it.
Never satisfied.
How much
you want me to do for you?
Damn.
I done researched all the botanicals.
Stop it.
All the botanicals.
Get some help.
Come on, my brother.
That's crazy.
We don't
No,
like,
no, no. But for real, though. Watch. Hold on. Oh, look. You started with the beard oil.
Right. So I wanted to thank you for bringing me back.
Yes. Just
so I'm looking at, we're doing the test before the show. And, you know, I'm looking up the cameras, like Ruvain's not and everything now. So the camera was up on Ruvain, right? And Ruvain always had a decent one. Now he's glowing a little more. Been using the product, right? And I said, it's all love, brother. It's all love. He said, don't do me like that. It's all love, bro. It's like Israel, bro, when they was in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying?
Mana
from heaven, but they want the leeks too, you know?
I understand,
brother. Hey, so then I looked over at Tobias on the camera, looking like Mark. And I said, No, don't do him wrong, bro.
I'm
going to tell you like this.
Don't do him wrong.
Marv is not looking like Marv
anymore. No, he's not.
Now, he's been struggling. Look, I'm going to give you full disclosure right now.
Bring it out.
I'm going to give you full disclosure.
Bring it out.
I am not going to say directly that MBD has done what I'm seeing right now today.
Right.
But I'm going to imply quite strongly.
Implication. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to imply quite strongly that his beard was not looking that fresh till he started using the MBD.
He wasn't connecting. Now his connection is connecting.
Do me a favor. No. Hold on. Just take the headphones off for a second.
Thank you.
All right. And just head up. Don't have head down.
Yes.
Head up. Just like that, because that's how he was in the sound test. All right? I know we got a little delay here, so I can't see it yet. All right? Okay. Stay on my cue. All right. Do a little to the left. Do a little to the left. Yeah, I'm lying. Do a little to the left. Okay, turn your head left a little, and then turn it right a little.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Bro, his beard...
It's connecting.
His beard was not like that.
It wasn't.
It was not like that.
You could drive a semi through there. Uh-huh.
And then all the advice you giving me, that's all I do.
Right.
That's it.
So I'm talking to him about it, and I said, you a cheap Jew, though, because I gave you the free sample.
And he milking it for all it's worth. Yes.
So can you do what you did and pull it out the pocket?
Hold on.
My brother's committed. Focus on him. Oh, he got the minoxidil. He got the MBD oil. And he got the MBD bomb.
Hold on, we official.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wait.
That's the growth pack.
You got to lift them up. You can't see them. Because there's the lower third.
The lower third.
Yeah.
He said he's following all the counsel.
Yeah.
Bam.
Hold on, I'm going to hold it for you right
there
now.
There you go.
Bam.
And the brother, see, I'm not going to be the only testimony.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the only
right.
testimony.
No.
Right?
I got to get a derma roller.
I think you do.
Yeah. You know the one you recommended? It's
yeah.
not in stock yet. I've been waiting. The one you...
Right.
We were,
that's the real derma roller.
Yes.
Because the other thing just cut your face.
Oh, my God.
It's not in stock yet. I've been waiting, waiting. I need a derma roller. And
right.
the one... Because we were going over at the leadership table. You
yes.
gave us the link.
Yes.
It's not in stock.
Right, right.
Derma roller works magic.
So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
It works, y'all. It works.
Read between the lines.
Right. But be patient. It's not going to come overnight.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to
right.
wait for the fruit.
They swear it's like mm-hmm. Supergrove or something. Like, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Da-da-da!
Like,
no.
Come on, man. You got to let it
for real. You used to be able to drive a semi through that little gas you used to have. The
facts. Yeah, right.
And now it's
a little highway.
Yeah.
You know.
Now that thing close up. Like
not,
the walls are
the
walls
are
real.
It's getting a little weight because
yeah.
it used to be all like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's kind of like laying down.
Now it's kind of laying
mm-hmm.
down so that you get the long face look.
Getting a little order to it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Marv no more.
Yeah. Marv no more.
Marv or not.
Damn. The prophet formerly known as Marv.
Hey. Marv or not.
Marv is done.
Yeah. Marv or not.
Damn. You rang?
Oh.
You rang, sir?
So deep. So basically what you're saying is now we have receipts live.
Yes,
live receipts.
Wait a second.
A
who are you?
Live.
That voice, that voice
yes.
don't sound like
yes,
that.
Yes, we do.
Hey, you're like a talk show host.
Hey,
is Benson on vacation?
Damn. We got new
God.
Booty in the back?
Damn.
The booty man.
Shots fired, y'all. Shots fired.
Oh, my God.
You ain't going to outlive that, bro.
You know what?
I don't know.
He's kind of flown under the radar on that.
Yeah.
And I blame y'all. Because, you know, I'll be going in,
Dink.
But I've kind of forgotten.
I'll be trying to
show
mercy.
I don't know
mercy.
If he threw up some prayers, if he fasted on the last fast and was like, yo, let them forget my booty comment.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
Oh, Daniel's not here.
Yeah, you know you want to ask him, is that a new booty in the booth?
Hey, you know what? No comment.
No comment. he said, hey, shalom.
Thanks.
Oh,
right,
man.
No comment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
There you go. Hey, all praises, Keenan. I appreciate that you taking advice with the dumber, but you need to get some manly badge of dignity.
For real.
That's
for real.
Right? Like, my homemade oil.
Hey,
right.
Man can't live off of homemade oil alone, bro.
Right. You cannot live off homemade oil alone. Expand your horizons, brother. Expand
for real.
Horizons.
You need to get you some of that tobacco cedar.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Cognac and Cuban.
Yeah, I'm rocking the cognac.
The cognac
and Cuban. But, hey, and you know, I love the scents, bro, because
mm-hmm.
it's making me feel like, you know, like, depends on how I feel.
Yeah.
Right.
So remember,
right.
I was up on the Band Boutique, and I still am.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
But my morning oil now has
mm-hmm.
been the vanilla coffee.
Damn.
Ooh,
for real?
Bro. I'm telling you, that vanilla coffee, bro.
Damn, I ain't got
bro.
That one.
And then you go and you get yourself a vanilla coffee.
Oh, see, so you deep with it. See, like, you deep with it.
So
damn.
Sophisticated.
See, you wear the vanilla coffee, but then you go and you get the vanilla coffee.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
And then you live
the
right
coffee
next...
scents that we have.
Yeah.
They
okay.
Point.
All right, that's my next order.
And then you live right next to Black Rock, too. So
I don't really like Black Rock.
I like Black Rock
like
a
Black
lot,
Rock.
Bro.
My memory, damn.
That was early.
Oh, my
quick.
God.
Benson,
you know what they did?
Y'all done.
Benson, what happened, Benson?
It's a new booty in the booth.
Damn.
Right on point.
Oh, my God.
You know what he did? That means when he set it up, he picked a 15-minute broadcast for the 5 minutes.
Come
damn.
On,
man.
Hey, it's okay. You're a new booty in the back. We're going to
yeah.
have mercy upon you.
Dang.
I appreciate the mercy.
Yo, he heard that, and he was like, no!
Bruh.
He said, what? Yeah, man, the coffee ones have been, like, my new thing now.
Okay,
like,
okay.
You know.
You just going through them, huh?
Oh, I mean, you know.
Might as well.
Yeah,
they there.
If you don't do it, who going to do it?
Right.
Well, I'm going to do it.
I got to try to.
You got to be able to give hands-on advertisement.
Nah, facts, bro. Right. That distinguished line, bro.
Right. And how you gonna sit there and promote a product you don't use?
That part right there.
No.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying the vanilla coffee one has been flame.
Okay.
It's been on point.
Right.
Yeah, man. I like the vanilla coffee. But now I'm rocking the cognac and Cubans now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
A little sophisticated.
Yeah, a little sophisticated. The cognac. Say it like you, the cognac.
What?
See, If I'd have called it Henny and Cubans, forget it. It'd be sold out.
Oh, yeah. For real. That's true. So you want to look extra.
No.
If I would have put
and Cuban.
VSOP.
Oh, and Cuban.
And It'll be sold out.
Damn, for real.
Yo, see, look, even he got
it. Yeah, they know that name. Oh, that's Judah talk.
I'm gonna change the name of it the next time we re up.
Yo,
I'm gonna call it same product. I'm gonna call it VSOP and Cubans.
Damn.
Come on, man.
Henny and Coke.
What?
That's how I wanna roll with it.
Damn.
Anyway, so we back.
Mm-hmm.
We did our health series.
We did.
And as we were going through the material mm-hmm. for today's show, I realized we left a lot on the table.
We did.
Right? And Officer Tobias was like, you just can't throw back with the yak. And Tobias was like, yeah, man, you know, you could go in on the health for a long time. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right.
Perpetual.
I feel like I left a lot on the table with the health stuff. I left mm-hmm. a lot on the table. But,
right.
That what you have, hold fast till you don't must.
That part, yeah. right? That yo, the yeah. crystal. Yo, can we just talk about the crystal just for one second?
You know, I'm excited about the crystal.
I'm excited about, listen, this is how I was using it at first, because there's a transitional period.
Yes, there is.
You wet it. You got to do like your little 50, your yep. 50 rolls, right?
Yes.
But then I took a little bit of that, what's that, Everyman Jack and went, whoop, just like that. Just like a little flick of it.
There
it
is.
I don't need none of that.
Oh, so you added a little scent.
Just a tad.
You took a little scent.
Yes.
Okay, I
just
feel
in
you.
Case.
I feel you.
We're done. We're
I
weaned
feel you.
Off the
I
milk.
Feel you. Mm.
Hey, me too. I think I went cold turkey, bro.
Yeah.
I went cold turkey. Yeah. I went.
You just dived in.
I believe it.
Yeah, I know somebody, a brother was posting the other day. He was like, yo, sometimes the crystal be smelling like the funk. I'm like, you just got to kind of rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
But rub it off.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You get the residuals
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That just means you had so much on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that, but okay.
Right. Yeah. So today I smelled mine, and I was like, okay, it don't smell.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, over time,
yeah.
the longer you stay using that, you just become balanced, and,
yeah.
and it's not even, like, severe like that anymore.
Straight up.
You know, I'm not saying you might not smell mm-hmm. occasionally. I mean, if you're working hard or whatever, you might have a little,
right,
you know
right,
what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, what you would normally have just from whatever,
nah,
not an issue.
Nope.
Not an issue. Yeah, that stuff is good. Great. That stuff is clean. Sis said, I love how the lady in the computer tells you how long to talk. No, that's Benson. He messed up.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to say that.
Yeah.
He in the background trying to fix it, doing all types of
trying
stuff.
Trying to fix his life.
He knows that if he tries to redo it now, then the intro song's going to come back
yeah.
on. So he's trying to figure out how to do it and keep it muted and all that stuff like that. Right.
Yeah, no.
Stop. You're telling him all the secrets.
Man. Oh, no. I'm not talking about Judah food. They emotionally.
Yeah,
look, I will say this.
Emotionally intelligent is not in
the
room.
Only thing I'm going to say about the Judah food is that I did enjoy my new moon
Wait,
the smothered chicken was delicious.
It was okay.
The collard greens were good. Okay,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The cornbread. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like it's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else we had? The candy yams.
Candy yams.
Now I don't know if y'all got the same candy yams. I don't think you did. But I got the candy yams with the Northern Kingdom touch, and them things was.
Oh man.
Them candy yams were delicious. Candy ends with delicious. So we had a delicious Judah meal from
Fire.
The moon.
Did Judah cook the meal? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Partially.
So
half
yeah.
and half.
Northern
yeah,
Kingdom
no.
did have to step in and help him out.
Okay. All right.
Good.
The Judah sisters here could not get it together.
Good
Damn.
Thing.
That's
good
all
thing
I want to say.
Good thing we're
big
one
up.
Stick. It's
we,
one stick.
We
all
had.
Right.
Oh, what happened
saying.
Last week?
Saying,
you
I'm
were
saying,
going.
Right. Right.
Nah. We had a delicious Judah meal. All right.
For the new moon.
And, you know, I just wish
I
it would have been all
I am glad you
Judah
had
sisters.
A good meal,
I just
Deacon.
Wish it would have been all Judah sisters that did the meal.
I am glad you had a good meal, Deacon.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to talk about the food, though.
No, I'm not going to talk. I'm just glad you had a good meal for your new moon feast.
Thank you.
All praises.
Why, you didn't?
No.
Why not?
Oh, damn. Right.
Bro,
they was upset.
We had
emotional.
That. We had David Showbread. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, they was uptown.
Oh.
Yeah.
They had croissants with 7-Up?
Yeah.
No, with ginger ale.
Oh, damn.
With ginger ale.
That's what happens when single brothers
Well, that's why you went there to help build the brothers
yes,
up.
Yes, we did.
That's
yes, we did.
That's crazy. Right. Brothers was out doing the work, helping the brothers in Utah, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
We were.
I hope that y'all told them how to
get the hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, brothers is driving 10, 12 hours each way with, like, you know, a day in between. You know, they should have had some.
We had David Schoenbrenner.
On a double. When did a double? It was a double.
It was
double.
Double.
Oh, right. My God. Okay. Oh, shout out. Speaking of. Camp.
Yes.
Shout out to IUIC Phoenix.
The officers, the soldiers out there.
45 days
of camp.
45 days of camp.
Yes,
starts
sir.
Today.
Hopefully
tonight.
Hopefully it goes to 60.
See, Tobias, when you're faithful, little team, here we go.
That's
his,
like the brother that wants a derma roll in the NBA.
I was
gonna, that's exactly what I was saying.
Damn.
Bro. Had to. Can we be faithful a little?
Yes. When you're faithful, you're right.
Hey, Officer Tobias, you know the deal, bro. Keep your damn shoes on, and we might make it to 60, bro.
He don't have no shoes on right now.
I got slides on.
That don't count. Them chunkless.
Hey,
slides are
you ain't protecting nobody.
Shout out to the officers, the soldiers out there putting in the work.
Look at Deacon.
This is 45 days of camp in IUIC
Phoenix. Wasn't he here for the show about clothing?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Stop it.
Get some help.
Get some help.
Deacon, he knows better. That's his thing.
I'm going to tell you something, man. Slides is for your house or the hotel lobby during men's conference.
That part, see? In the spirit.
Real?
Like, you should not be out with slides, bro, if you were sophisticated man.
Right.
Badge of niggas.
Right.
God damn it.
Well,
he more like a badge of niggity right now.
We're repenting, right? I like slides.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Did you go into the store to buy your ghost with those slides on?
I did.
See, let me tell you, that just means you gave up.
Yes.
Like
already.
Yes, you did. If you got to run, if you got to fight, if you got to thump,
I'm
if you got to
slide somebody, we gone.
Stop it.
No.
That little second, you're done.
I'm going to smash your toes.
Yeah. You're done. You know that.
Your shoes ain't protecting your toes.
Stop it. You learned that. In training.
Stop
the cap right now.
Bro,
stop it.
While you up here and I'm doing this, I'm stomping the shit out your feet. Part
eight
of my
pound
language.
Stump. 8 pounds.
And when you go to grab, because you done stubbed your toe.
Right.
Yeah, you know there ain't no type of thing.
Nah.
You're like,
and
I'm going to keep my guard up and do what I got to do.
And you know, he come in with the little
put him up.
You remember that?
Put him up.
He come in with the little arm like Mike Tyson. Punch out. You're done. So stop it.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Oh, damn, it's getting hot in here. It's getting hot. What's going on? It's getting
hot. Where the fan at?
Oh, my goodness. Wait, I don't even know if the air is on. What's happening
in
here?
Gosh.
Still a little warm in here.
I don't know. Growing up, man, that's always been slides. You just kick them off.
He's trying to. Look, he's trying to justify.
Yes.
You're supposed to be a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
That's willful sin.
He needs some milk.
And just because your chastisement don't come speedily, it's going to get you.
Dang.
Damn, bro.
Oh, sis asked about the tribe's cooking competition. Look, it's not a competition.
Yes, please.
See, I was trying to advocate.
It's Princess Surprise.
You started this adversary.
I can't.
Division, schism.
I can't do the variance thing because
yeah.
Judah gets a lot of emotional damage.
There's no emotional intelligence.
So what we're going to do now, I think your wife had a name for it. I think I liked her name.
The cookout?
I was going to call it like a Feast of Tribes or something like that, fundraiser, a Feast of Tribes.
Something. She told me there's like a
a Feast of Tribes
fundraiser. That's wholesome.
Right.
Feast
right.
of Tribes.
But I want your wife to back it up. And hold on, Benson. I want your wife to back it up. So she was trying to be slick, and I said, no, you have to make another tribe's dish. Only Judah, because Judah's the one that was talking the smack. Mm. So, my wife's going to make a simian dish, all right? Issachar will make an Issachar dish and whatever else. But the Judah sisters got to make another tribe's dish.
Especially my wife, because
this was your wife's word.
Yes, it was.
And put her own twist on it and make it flames.
And we talked about that, and that's why we read Sirach 25.
Oh, she called it the Taste of Israel. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Oh, okay, see.
Nah, the other sisters is supporting her.
Oh.
I hope they got their dish. And then they wanted to cop out and do desserts.
Oh, God.
I said, no, you got to do like a dish. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a main?
Like a main.
Yeah. Let's just stop there. Like
right.
a main?
Right.
Yeah.
Like
a main. A main?
It'll be some type of chicken.
Not just side?
Oh, I like that. You might get slid in them slides, son.
Yeah.
Was that Quadri?
Damn.
Was that Quadri?
I think it was.
Damn, you might get slit.
Hey, he was on point. Right?
You might get slit in a slide, right. Son. Hey, damn.
I'm not even going to respond. I'm going to leave it.
Hey, that was a response.
Speaking of Zissacar McLamb and goat cheese tamales, I've never had that. That sounds incredible. I will say this. On one of my earlier visits to Phoenix, House of Officer Israel, his wife Dina,
mm-hmm.
they made some goat tacos during dedication.
Damn.
Man, them things were goat tacos. Crazy. It was goat tacos, bro. And it was like shredded goat. It wasn't like chunks of goat.
Oh, right.
It was goat tacos, bro.
Like goat bidia.
Bro.
Oh my God. Damn.
The goat. Right? The dessert is a cop-out. Prisoners in progress. That's what I was telling the sisters. But all right, stop. Look, she, all right,
stop.
Yo, your wife be talking strong. She said, still rich.
Damn.
You might get slid in them slides, sis.
Hey,
you might get slid in them slides. Damn.
Every time I see him now, everybody should say that to him.
Yeah, hey, you might get slid in them slides.
Till he only wear them in appropriate settings.
See, he's going to wear that as a manly badge.
We should have the gun tat ready on Friday when the meeting comes in. He's going to do that.
Going to wear the doggone slides.
Quad.
Wow. Yeah,
that was strong. That
yeah,
was
it was strong, bro.
You gonna get slid in the slide?
Can we
get with it?
Slid in a slide.
Can we give Quad a round of applause?
Yeah, let's
get
Quad.
Yes, let's get it.
Quad.
Four fingers. Damn, we gotta get this one. The four finger clap. That was good, Officer Isaac. That was good. I like that. All right, A. So today's topic, men, get your balls back.
Where's the bomb?
Can we get the script about girding up the loins? Let's get that. Right.
Joke. Give me joke.
Men, get your balls back. I don't know. This might be a two-parter. We'll see how much comes out.
For real.
All right. We're still dealing with the brothers. Okay. Let's go.
The book of Job, chapter 38, verse
3.
Gird up now thy loins like a man.
Gird them up, brothers, like a man. Come on.
For I will demand of thee.
Ooh, God says he will demand of you. Come on.
And answer thou me.
And you better be ready to answer him. And let me tell you something. A lot of times we read that and we think, okay, all the stuff we kind of went over the past few weeks falls under that.
Right.
Getting yourself right to teach thy people.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up against the evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, read it one more time.
Gird up now thy loins like a man.
Like a man. Get your balls back. Come
on. For real, though.
For I will demand of thee.
Because God is going to demand of you. Come on.
And answer thou me.
And you will have to answer him. Let me explain that. That demand of you is from Genesis to Revelation, with the Apocrypha included, everything that's required of us as men in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just go out and stand up against. That's chiefly go out, mm-hmm. right? Like you read in Ezekiel.
Right.
Yep.
Make your face hard against
their faces.
Get
yep.
thee into the gates of the nobles
lift
and all that
banner.
Stuff.
Right?
Lift yep. up the banner and the standard. That goes into all of that.
Right.
But give me that. Is it Revelation? Is it these are they not the five by women?
14 and 4.
I was going to say 7:14. I knew it wasn't that.
Yeah.
All right.
The book of Revelation, chapter 14 and verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women.
Why does the Bible say that?
Mm. Ain't no simps in the kingdom.
Double meaning here. Double meaning. All right. Defiled with women, meaning you weren't caught up in all types of doctrines tossed to and fro,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you have doctrines in the traditional sense, Islam, Judaism, Christianity,
yeah.
and its many denominations, comedic nonsense, and the like. And then you have subtle doctrines, that are really of men that have nothing to do with a spiritual deity,
right.
but they're still kept religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the men that are in subjection to the feminist movement and don't even know it.
Mm.
Damn.
Don't
read
even
this,
know
read
it.
This again. Read this again.
These are they which were not defiled with women.
Oh, come on.
For they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
What God demands of
mm-hmm.
you, you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. All right? Nothing's going to separate you from Christ and your duty and what you were called for.
Mm-hmm.
And what you were called for. All right? So it says, why does he say women? Why does he say women? Right? Like you would think. What's going into quote Isaiah 4:1? Let's go to Isaiah 4.
That 30 minutes of silence in the kingdom.
Oh, that 30
oh,
minutes
really?
Of silence in the kingdom.
Yes, it is.
Right. The book of Isaiah, chapter 4 and verse 1. And in that day,
that is true.
Seven women shall take hold of one man.
All right, so he's giving mm-hmm. the applause for that. See, everybody focuses yep. on that part of the scripture.
Yeah,
it's a good part.
It's a good part.
It is a good part.
It's a good part.
All scripture is good inspiration of God.
But remember how, like, over tabernacles, I was talking with y'all about we often dismiss the spirituality of what
yes.
we do.
Yes.
Yes.
We dismiss the spiritual element, and we're so focused on the physical. Because, see, the spiritual only manifests with the physical.
Right.
We have to do the physical for the spiritual to come. Now, in the kingdom, the spiritual is going to be the spiritual, right? But there's a physical act that has to happen, right?
Right.
Like you read about how they talk about laying of hands and the apostles heal, right?
Uh-huh.
They, you think like when the spiritual power is magnified, you even got to touch somebody to heal them?
Nah.
Right? You don't got to do things like that, okay? There's a physicality to it, but we often forget the spirituality. So we read this, and we read that first part, and everybody goes nuts. We read about the seven women shall take hold of one man, and right, you thinking about sexual relations, right? Mm-hmm. And that is going to happen. I'm not sure where it is exactly, but you know how in Ezra's where it talks about the time in the womb will be shorter?
Yeah, 4 months. Dang,
right?
3-4 months.
Talk about 4 months. Let's get there real quick, mm-hmm. all right? I want to make a point here and show you how we're not looking at this spiritually, right? We joke about it. We laugh. The wives hear this and the sisters hear this, and they all up in arms and like, well, that's for that day. It's for that day. Is for that day, but they are also only thinking about the spirituality of it, all right? Listen, this is as much for the men as it is to put the sisters on notice as well, okay? This is as much for the men as it is to put
no.
the sisters on notice as
no,
well,
give me one
right?
second.
If you can find it,
I got another
not,
one.
Got it. 2021, got it right here.
Okay.
Hey, King, get out the shot, bro.
better door than
oh
the
your whole head's blocking my shot, bro. Can you slide over,
yeah.
brother? What
slide
the
to the right.
All right. Slide. Read what you got.
This is the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
And the children of a year old shall speak their voices.
Right? So I'm going to let you read it, and then we're going to go back and read it again and break it down. Go ahead. Come on.
The women with child shall bring forth untimely children of 3 or 4 months old,
uh-huh.
and they shall live and be raised up.
Mm.
Verse 21.
This is goes with what I'm trying to explain to you in the spiritual part of Isaiah 4:1. All right? It says, and in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. I'm just dealing with that first part, right? And like I said, everybody gets all, ha-ha, right? Damn. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ha-ha. Different one every night of the week.
Right. For real.
Well, you put it that way.
Right?
Yeah.
But this is going into this because think about it. Hey, let me put you on to the spiritual, all right?
Yes.
A mustard seed is going to survive
mm-hmm.
one third,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Most High needs to repopulate and repopulate with pure,
right.
mighty, seed. Supremely royal,
yes.
untainted seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a weakened royal because the seed is still royal,
right?
But it's weakened.
Right,
you read that as what came before. Ezra also talks about that. What comes out the womb later is not as strong as what came in.
Yeah, the stat lower
right?
in stature.
Right, lower
mm-hmm.
in stature. Okay, but when the kingdom of heaven is here in earth, all right,
mm-hmm.
like you read in the Lord's Prayer, we're gonna need to repopulate with more Israelites,
mm-hmm.
right? So seven women. Okay, read this again. Go ahead.
Verse 21, and the children of a year old shall speak with their voices.
Right. So now, accelerated. In 1 year, they're going to be speaking. Mm. And they're not talking about Google Gaga, Dada. My son,
no.
My son been running around talking about, hey, my first word was daddy. My first word was Dada.
Right.
Right? Nah, son. It's going to be like, you're going to be up there and be like, okay, brothers, the scripture says this. What we going to do over here?
Right.
All right. We got to, you know, do this. We got to do that.
Chinese arithmetic.
Right. They're going to grow and mature quicker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that we can be fruitful and multiply in the earth as it was in the beginning. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Come on. Read.
The women with child shall bring forth untimely children.
Right. Untimely because what is it in Wisdom of Solomon where it talks about the 9 months in the womb,
yes, sir,
and everything now. Right. We don't got to get there now. We don't got to get there now. All right. It talks about the 9 months. That's
mm-hmm.
the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
In the kingdom, it's talking about gestation is going to be 3 or 4 months. Read that part again.
Bring forth untimely children of...
Not 9 months. Go ahead, come on.
Of 3 or 4 months
and not
old.
A, and not a preemie that got to go in an incubator, all
right,
in the NICU. Now, it's talking about that those babies will be healthy and strong. Now, think about this. And let's just think of one, not twins, not triplets. 7 women.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 months having babies.
That's painful. Well,
no. That means my house,
right,
of the tribe of Ephraim,
right,
uh-huh,
if it's only 7, because 7 is just a number,
it's
could be
a
more.
Number.
If it's only 7, all right, 3, right, you get every 3 months, that's 4 times in a year, right, if you're
uh-huh
doing 12 months a year, right?
I'm not
7 times
that.
4 is 28.
28.
I'm having 28 babies every year.
Damn.
It's a
and then
lot
multi- it's a lot of juice.
Wait.
Yeah, see,
that's a good one.
Benson redeemed himself with the timing.
Yes.
Of, if it was Benson.
Yes, you did, Benson.
With the timing of that,
yes,
of that soundbite.
The credit goes to my Issachar.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's a lot of juice. All right. That means if you just had 7, you're having 28 kids a year. That in the span of a year, you have 28 mouths speaking with full intelligence,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to grow up quicker
mm
into manhood.
And you have 144,000.
Thank you. That's
leaders.
What I, yes.
And you have 144,000.
That's 4 million.
And priests.
That's 4 million 32 babies
oh,
a year.
Can did I get the math?
Yes, I did.
Can I get a priest?
4 million babies.
Give me Isaiah 60 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same the thing. And it's just going to be what he said about the math, because I'm not good with math. I'm gonna read it.
The calculator was good.
In layman's turn, in layman's biblical terms.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 22. A little one shall become 1,000.
Thus, a little one of us, meaning a small, one person,
mm,
shall become 1,000.
Yes.
Come on.
And a small one, a strong nation.
And a small one of us is going to become a strong nation. That's what the numbers. That's what he. A little one is like you yourself. And then a small one, a small group of us, is going to become a nation, the millions.
Right.
In a year.
Right. I thought you would say me because I'm short.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, now, understanding that, Isaiah 4 and 1 again.
Yes,
the
so
book of Isaiah, chapter 4 and verse 1. And in that day, 7 women shall take hold of 1 man.
Carnal? Ha-ha.
Mm-hmm.
A different
ha-ha
one every night.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual? What we just read in the scriptures so that we can overpopulate the earth
mm
with that royal seed again, right? So,
jeez,
so sisters that read this and they get all type of feelings about it,
right? They don't understand.
You ain't at the spirit.
And brothers who read this mm and are only thinking about
right
busting 7 nuts a week,
a week, right?
All
7
right
a week,
nightly, right?
Right.
7 different, right? Or whatever, maybe,
right?
Maybe
it's more.
Thinking, maybe it's more.
Maybe it's like 21.
See, spoken like a brother who is proving.
I'm just saying.
Right?
This is true.
Hey, right
you're
now,
only
think,
you're only thinking of
point
it. You're only thinking of it carnally.
Right.
Okay,
right.
You're only thinking of it carnally. Now, read on.
Saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach.
Mm. This is the other part
mm-hmm
that brothers and supremely sisters overlook in this verse.
Yes.
Okay? It says they will take hold of 1 man
mm-hmm
because the scarcity.
Yes, of real men.
Of real men.
Strong men.
Strong
men.
Godly men.
Because now women think grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
They think they got these options.
Uh-huh.
Right,
right.
They
settle in.
They don't see Christ in us.
Right.
They don't see the Godhead in their authority.
Right.
Right.
Because of whatever measure of fear they might have in the Lord, you might get some measure
mm-hmm
of that subjection.
Right.
but it'll always be a battle.
Right.
All right? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of this wasn't, so I heard a clip, and I forgot to tell y'all to see if y'all could look for it, where Bishop Kanai was a short that we had put out where he was talking from one of the classes he did where he talked about, we talk about being rulers of other nations.
Right. First
but
thing
we can't,
conquer.
But we can't rule your wife.
Right.
We can't
right.
rule the women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And that's going to be like that because that's practice, bro. That's to build us.
Right.
Right. That's
right.
to build us. But the part that's forgotten here, okay, when you read this, it says seven's going to take hold of one because of the scarcity.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now they think there's, oh, I got options.
Mm.
But they're going to see the first fruits.
Right.
And know it in that day because after what they just have witnessed the Most High do, because see, the sisters that are widows, they know. They know what the scriptures say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in their soul, they don't really
believe it.
They don't really believe the way that we will be magnified. Lord, will we make it in that day?
Right.
The way the Israelite man, the way that black or Hispanic bum, whatever he pisses you the hell off in
right.
the head,
right.
is going to be magnified in that day.
Right.
So they cannot right. hold them and wrap their head around how... Seven for what? No woman want to share her man.
Right.
Right.
But they were glad because what's left out of this, you got to picture this thing. You got to play this out. They're not trying to fight each other for the one man.
No.
Right.
Right.
Need to.
They're not elbowing the chick next to her saying, I'm the first position wife. I'm the second position.
Just take away my reproach.
They just want to be the wife.
Right.
Yeah. Can I be a wife?
Right.
Can I be a wife?
Mm-hmm.
To
because
you.
Because I know that if I don't get chosen out here, there is no need for me.
Right.
And my head is going to be chopped off.
Done.
Mm.
Where's your value?
Yeah.
Right?
Damn.
Go ahead, Benson. Go ahead.
You rang?
Hey, Officer Eli just made a good point.
Uh-huh.
He said, in that day, there will be no more I'm the prize.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh.
There'll be no more that I'm the prize. There won't be none of that. And this is why I say that. That even as men, we're subject to that feminist. We're subject to those doctrines.
That's
right.
That's yeah. What are you talking about?
I was gonna go over it at Tabernacles, but I just didn't have time. I do want to run it back. I don't know if I'll do it on a show. I thought about doing it tonight, but I might want to do it into a class when I get to broadcast again about the four different waves of feminism.
Right.
Right? And remember I had those links up for that. And
yeah.
I wanted to go into some of those aspects
yes, she did.
Of it, right?
Yes, she did.
And like the whole concept of dating as a new thing.